So is coming up. Udo Steinberg does not need a lot of introduction, especially in the microkernel circles, but he is the author of the Nova Microhypervisor, and I believe this talk is more or less a status update. The stage is yours.
Thank you. Can everybody hear me fine? All right. So this talk is going to be about using the Nova Microhypervisor for trusted computing at scale. So we'll talk not so much about microkernels or microhypervisors. We'll talk a little bit about scaling Nova, and we spend the majority of the talk talking about trusted computing. So the agenda is, first I'm going to give you a little overview of Nova for those of you who have not been in the microkernel dev room before. Maybe a quick poll, who has heard a talk of Nova before? Okay, maybe one third of the people. So I'll explain a little bit what Nova is and why it's a microhypervisor and not a microkernel. And then we look at what happened in Nova in the last year, in 2023. And the second part of the talk will be about using Nova for trusted computing for performing what's called a measured launch to actually get some trust in the platform. And at the end, hopefully we'll have some time for questions. So Nova is used as the bottom piece, this green box, the microkernel, that is used in the Bedrock Ultravisor, which is a virtualization layer that sits underneath virtual machines. And for those of you who are familiar with microkernels, the kernel actually is very small, and most of the operating system's functionality is implemented in a multi-server user mode, a deprivileged environment. So all of these colorful boxes are actually deprivileged processes that run in user mode, and they're isolated from each other, and they communicate with IPC. So this is what you would expect from a typical microkernel. And the reason that Nova is a microhypervisor is because it additionally provides a virtualization interface that allows you to reuse unmodified legacy operating systems in virtual machines. And Nova basically relays all the VM exits to those yellow virtual machine monitors, which then implement the